Blog Talk Radio.
Sagrado, a.k.a. Santa Cori, New York City, right here, Lenny Lenape Land. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Guasamara Taino Radio. Once again, it's an honor to be with you. It's been a while. Catch my show here daily at 11 p.m. All shows are archived. So don't be afraid to download any future shows. For all you people who are listening on live internet radio, thank you for tuning in. For all you future listeners who will be downloading this show, thank you. Thank you, future listeners. I'd like to give a shout-out to a country called the Netherlands. They always tune in to Guasamara Taino Radio. It's amazing. The United States always comes in first place. And, of course, Borinquen, Puerto Rico. Always tunes in as well. Also, folks from Canada, I want to give you a shout out. Thank you, Canada, for tuning in. So, check this out. We're going to have an interesting show. We're going back to the basics, okay? We're going to go back in time. And myself, Taino Sagrado, former wrestler, professional wrestler, also manager of champions, like Super Taino of Legendary Action Wrestling, and also at Los Mejores Wrestling in Puerto Rico. I'd like to thank all of you out there, all your fans. Thank you for supporting. And also a former manager of El Dragon Jr. So this is great. You know, Guasavara in Taino means war or warrior. Taino culture, now more than ever, after 538 years, we have to fight hard. We have to maintain this culture alive. So this is what I'm doing. It's Taino Sagrado. I'm no longer in the ring, but what I'm doing is I'm wrestling as a warrior, trying to keep this culture alive and well, the Taino culture. Future shows, we're going to talk about the very word Taino. It's been a question recently, in recent years. Did we call ourselves Taino? Well, I want to give a call out, a shout out to all you Caribbean indigenous folks out there who identify as indigenous. You know, all power to you. But it's very, very important. It's crucial, actually, to get to the basics. And the basics is, what are our sacred stories? What are our creation stories, you know, what's the beginning? You know, what sparked the culture, as we call Taino? In future shows, we're also going to talk about the genetic studies that's been done in the islands. And I want to really, you know, wrestle with the data. And I want to invite people, special guests, to tune in and to talk about that. And if anyone wants to, this is only a 30-minute show. If anyone wants to tune in and call, the phone number to call in is 515-602-9792. That's 515-602-9792. I'd like to give a shout-out to some people out there. I'm not going to name names, but there's some young folks who are looking for funding to get to their colleges. You know, a lot of these private colleges charge a lot of money, and many schools are opening up the next week or so, and or have opened up. And with COVID-19, a lot of students have been going a little crazy with their parties. A lot of schools have been shutting down classes and so on. You know, but there's some two students in particular trying to get into their schools, and you know, money again. Private schools, they want that money before you show up. So keep them in your prayers. God knows who they are, and also all the students. You know, upcoming year, those COVID-19, a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of denial out there. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. It's crazy out there. Please be well. Vitamin C, very powerful. Keep that immune system strong. Stay away from diabetes, hypertension, obesity. Keep the heart strong. Exercise. Do as much as you can. So, check this out. What are we looking at? We're looking at something right now that's going to make us really powerful as a people, and that's our sacred stories. We have to really hit home our sacred stories. So, let's begin. In the Taino, the Caribbean indigenous history, Ramon Pané was sanctioned by Christopher Columbus. He was a friar. Even that title has been disputed, but I'm not going to get into that. But he was a friar for the Jerome Order, and he was commissioned by Columbus to learn as much as he could about the worldview, the religion, or the spirituality of the Taino people. Why? Main goal was divide and conquer. We have to learn how they think, what they believe, so we can conquer them better. We could take over their lifestyle and add our own lifestyle. Not good, not good. So future shows are going to talk about that, but here tonight in Guasava Taino Radio, let's throw down and let's really get to the origins, okay? Now, the first origin, cycle number one of our worldview is rooted in the creation stories of Yahya and his son Yahya'el, okay? So, let me start. This is what Ramon Pané recorded. There's been questions about, actually, did he write this since he did not know the general Taino language. There were 7 dialects spoken, main dialects spoken in the island of Quisqueya or Haiti, and he only knew the Macori, which was a localized dialect. So how in the world did he know how to write all this stuff down from Taino to Spanish? Well, he got a little help from Juan Mateo. Juan Mateo is Cacique Cuatibaba, the first Cacique to become a Catholic and also was the official translator. So future shows, we're going to talk about that. There's some theories that actually he's the one that wrote this. So let's look at Ramon Pané. Let's see. He says he wrote it. So let's just say, let's talk about what was recorded. So there was a man named Yahya who had a son, and the son's name was Yahya'el. And because Yahya'el wanted to kill his father for making him work, or making him labor, or as some people say, he was just, he wanted to take over, you know, Yahya's village or authority. So he was banished for 4 months. Now, after returning home, he still threatened to kill his father. So Yahya killed his son. And according to the story, he put his bones in an iguera, a gourd, and he hung the gourd on the ceiling, on the roof of his bohio, or his cane. Okay, cane was from where the caciques lived. So one day, his wife wanted to see the son's bones, and Yahya wanted to see his son's bones, so he asked his wife to take down the gourd, which was hanging in the roof. So she took it down. She was very happy. And what they discovered inside the iguera was that no longer was the son's bones there. It was, in fact, what was in there? Basically, there was fish and water. Okay? So what they did, fish looked good, so they ate the fish. And that ends that part of the story, which leads to another part of the story. And here it is. Yahya was at his conucos. He was working in the fields. The conucos are the gardens, the farmland. And there was a woman that was giving birth to four sons. Her name was Itiba Cajubaba. Okay, so these quadruplets that were being born was from Itiba Cajubaba, another major figure here. But check this out. She died during childbirth. Only her son Deminan was born. She named him Deminan Caracaracol. So the three brothers were taken out via cesarean, it seems like. We don't know who did this operation, but it was completed. And then what happened was the four twins, or the four brothers, they heard Yaya coming back to the Bohio. And this made them very, very nervous, because what happened was they had taken the gore that was hanging on top of the Bohio, and they saw the fish, and they were eating from the gore because they were hungry. Mother had died. So when they heard Yaya returning in haste, they put the gore back, since it was very high, they had to climb up. Deminan did this, the first brother, the leader, and then he didn't really hook it up carefully. So what happened was the gore fell, and it smashed, and it just, all the ocean water came out. It was a huge flood. It flooded the whole land. And according to the stories, this is how the ocean and the fish were created. Okay? So there is an interesting story there that we could, in future shows, really dive into and really figure out. There's a lot of character names. There's a lot of symbolism involved. There's a lot of hidden messages. If you're not familiar with mythologies, or you're not familiar with the symbols, you take it at face value. It's a pretty tough story. A father killing the son. Then you have Itiba Cajubaba, this mother giving birth. We interpret her name, the linguistic people, as the Bloody Age Mother. So we can say that she's like the first mother, giving birth. Now, these were celestial beings. These are beings. They weren't humans. This is in the cosmos, okay? Through study, we realized that the Taino, the worldview of the sacred tree, was an understanding, a worldview where the canopy of the tree is the celestial world, the space, the planets, the stars, the sun and the moon. And also in the middle of the tree was the world, the earth, the grass, the soil, where we farm, where we bury our dead, where we build our homes. Then underneath this was the roots of the tree. And this is basically the place where the celestial waters are created, or as we say, Atahabe, our sacred mother, the waters. And to get access to this, you have to go through the caves, So in the future, we're going to talk about all this. I just want to throw it out there. These myths in the academic world, they call them myths. For us, these are our sacred stories. If you're Christian or maybe Muslim, maybe the word scriptures or sacred text comes to mind. So this was ours. This was ours. So I'm going to cut the show right now. I actually programmed the show for 15 minutes. And I just want to give you guys a little intro on that, okay? And next time, tomorrow night, we're going to go into the other part of what happened to Deminan and his brothers, okay? So just want to give you a little taste. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'll get back to you tomorrow. We'll continue these myth stories. Our sacred Taino stories, okay? So thank you very much for listening. I'd like to honor my daughter, Anani, who created this theme song for the show. little splash of heavy metal and flutes. Thank you very much, Anani. You're the best. God bless you, and I love you all.